بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وسلم أما بعد التسهيل وعليكم السلام. Today inshallah we'll talk about the Prophet's humbleness and this is again the series that we started several weeks ago. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as if you can see him, we're going over the book of Dr. R. al-Qarni, Muhammad as if you can see him. And we covered many of the qualities of the Prophet ﷺ, including his zuhd or asceticism, his bravery, his generosity, his patience. And that prior to talking about the qualities, we talked about his religion, his book, his name and lineage and so on. As we said, that this is sort of a biography versus chronological seerah. A biography of the qualities of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today the Prophet's humbleness, the author here says to be humble is to be modest, self-effacing, unpretentious and unostentatious. It's to have a low self-estimation of one's importance. That is basically what humbleness is about. It is to have low self-estimation of your importance, or the right self-estimation. And if you truly have the right self-estimation, you will recognize the amount of your weakness, the amount of your feebleness, the amount of your dependence on Allah, the amount of your poverty, faqrik ilallah, your need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the epitome of foolishness and folly to be otherwise, to think otherwise, because look at how a very insignificant virus that you cannot see can completely destroy your strength, your power, and sometimes forever. People who And this issue needs not just a matter to have information, to stuff your head with information or ayat and a hadith without contemplating their meaning, without actually feeling the vibrations, the feeling the meanings of the content, and reflecting on your own reality. It is not just about disease or sickness. It is about multitudes of afflictions. Overnight, you can wake up with an affliction that will completely change your life forever. And sometimes people think that they are on top of all things, and it only takes them to have, for instance, an affliction like that is heavyweight afflictions, such as having like a handicapped child, for instance. And keep in mind that that's when you're waiting for a child, when you're expecting, you're not doing anything. You're not making the child. For 9 months, you're just waiting. It's a waiting game, and then you will get what you were destined to get. You have no hand. The child will come out with 10 toes and 10 fingers, possible. We'll come out with a different number, possible. We'll come out with 4 limbs, possible. We'll come out with a different number of limbs, possible. We'll come out hearing and seer or capable of seeing, possible. We'll come out without them, possible. So, and it just takes that to make you, to give you a life-altering experience that will make you a different person. And it is not a bad idea to be elegant or to be well groomed and to take care of your appearance when you walk out of your home, but you can have one life altering experience that will make you incapable of all of this, you would wear different colored socks when you walk out of your home, because you're basically, all of this has become trivial details for you. So one needs really to recognize this weakness, this human weakness, and one really needs to feel it all the time, no matter how smart you are, no matter how